USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hulu, Netflix, DoorDash, Zoom, and other sites are down after a huge Amazon server outage. Amazon acknowledging the problem, but has not yet said what's causing it. This is the second such Amazon Web Service outage this month. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is holding her weekly press conference today. Pelosi speaking out against the smash-and-grab crimes that are going on in not only San Francisco, but other cities as well, like Los Angeles and Chicago.
It's absolutely outrageous. Obviously, it cannot continue. But the fact is that there is an attitude of lawlessness in our country that springs from I don't know where. Maybe you do. And we cannot have that lawlessness become the norm.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness, and that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. GoSonsOfLiberty.com.
Cleanup efforts continue in Kentucky after severe weather over the weekend brought tornadoes that devastated many communities. Kentucky First Lady Brittany Brashear tells Fox and Friends she remains confident in Kentuckians' resilience despite the devastation.
When the sun came up over western Kentucky and the damage was clear, there just aren't words to describe how horrible it is. But Kentucky is strong. And Kentucky, in times of crisis, we come together.
At least 88 people are confirmed. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the United States is ready to move forward on the sale of F-35 fighter jets and drones to the UAE. Blinken making the announcement Wednesday in Malaysia after the UAE told Washington it was ready to end talks on the $23 billion deal. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A mask mandate is back in effect in the Golden State.
California will reinstate a statewide indoor mask mandate starting Wednesday for everyone, regardless of vaccination status. The state health department said it's to curb rising COVID-19 cases, in addition to mandatory masking. Those attending large gatherings of 1,000 or more people who are not vaccinated will have to show proof of a negative COVID-19 test within one day of the event. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is pleading guilty to the federal civil rights case against him. Chauvin was hit with two counts of depriving George Floyd of his rights under the color of law. Chauvin was found guilty in his criminal trial and sentenced to prison. As for the civil rights case, prosecutors seeking 25 years behind bars. NASA is announcing what they call a historic moment. Lance Pry from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau has the story.
3 years after the Parker Solar Probe launched, the spacecraft has become the first to touch the sun. The Parker Solar Probe has successfully flown through the sun's upper atmosphere to sample the sun's magnetic fields. The announcement was made at the 2021 American Geophysical Union Fall Meeting in New Orleans on Tuesday. The research has been published in the Physical Review Letters.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.